This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's the holiday. Everybody get a gift. New jewels, new cars, and some new outfits.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The top JUCO signing in the United States of America, Deion Smith, showed up to his signing at Ole Miss in a Lamborghini. Good for him.
It's the holiday.
Earlier on the show, actors and comedians Anthony Anderson and Cedric the Entertainer. Coming up, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hour number two is for us. Hour number one, we were all rent payers in the worlds of Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson, who came in together to talk about their new brand of barbecue sauce, AC Barbecue, and that segment went as I had hoped. Our sides are still hurting. My face is still hurting. I was sweating. I was laughing so loud and so hard. Yeah. And then the food that they have left us is unbelievable. So everybody should check out their stuff, which I have, by the way, their three pack that's right here on my desk. They were kind enough to autograph it. So we have this for our studio right here.
I think I'm so full, I'm going to go take a nap for a second.
It's so good.
Fella, you want to read what's more likely? Right, you want to read this, Jay?
You're taking that before you hop your flight back home, TJ.
I mean, so, these wings are outstanding.
So we are here. We're here. You're there. Tom Pelissero will be with us in hour number three.
Tom's there.
Tommy P.
To let us know what's going on in the NFL world as it's week 16, don't you know? And so, going to the game last night, I was at the game last night. I brought Coop to the game last night, my 12-year-old son. And it was fascinating going to the game. The red-hot rumor was that Shohei Ohtani would be at the game, as well as Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who is the red-hot Japanese pitcher that was posted and on the free agent market. And was being wooed by the Yankees, who were like, we'll give you your number 18 and come on by. And he hung out, and Aaron Boone met with him, and Brian Cashman met with him, and Hal Steinbrenner met with him. And they were just like showing him off New York City, and then the Mets and Stevie Cohen, right? Your Uncle Stevie over there with all his dollar bills and just... He
had the money.
He was saying, come on, you like New York, but forget the Yankees. You know, we got Senga here. We got a teammate of yours.
Yeah.
And then the Dodgers are like, yeah, we have a teammate of yours too. And a teammate of yours gave us the opportunity to get you and others and not have to pay much of a luxury tax because he has the luxury of being one of planet Earth's most famous athletes. His name is Shohei Ohtani, who's just like, can I defer all of my money? All 700 million of my dollars, can I defer? That's what Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated told us. He wound up deferring 680 million of his 700 million bucks because he makes 50 million off the field. And he's not scraping change out of his, you know, car cushion to try and make ends meet. So, sure enough, Yamamoto wasn't at the game. That was all refuted on the old X machine by all the baseball writers. Not true. And there was even word that the Yankees were ready to pull the trigger on some $320 million deal for 9 years. I saw that. I'm like, wow, 9 years for a pitcher. That is a lot because the guaranteed money for pitchers. I mean, just look at it. Shohei Ohtani's on his second Tommy John surgery of his life. The first that we all know about here in America because we're witnessing it in person. But that's a lot to give to a Major League Baseball pitcher that's constantly, you know, what? You always hear terms like subflexor and whatever, you know, like words that you don't, you know, you got to go to WebMD to look up. You know,
an everyday conversation.
You know what I mean? Like you hear, you know, body parts that have that. Wow, the shoulder's made up of that many body parts. I had no idea about that tendon. You hear that from pitchers. So I heard 9 minutes. I'm about, hey, Yankees needed him. Go for it. Certainly to keep him from the Mets and make sure, honestly, or the Red Sox or anybody else, the Yankees need somebody like him. And sure enough, Shohei Ohtani was at the game, as we all know. Yamamoto was not, but his presence was there because as soon as I left the lot and I felt my phone buzz in the traffic jam leaving the lot.
It took you a while to leave the lot, didn't it?
I saw Chris Brockman's text saying the Dodgers have no more excuses. And I turned to my 12-year-old son, Cooper, who has been monitoring the news for Yamamoto, hoping he would wear the Yankee pinstripes because I did reserve that part of his sports fandom for me. He's going to go to college. Who are your favorite teams, Cooper? Well, Celtics, Patriots, Yankees. And people are like, what sort of alien are you? And so I'm like, uh-oh, I think the Dodgers got Yamamoto. He goes, why? I'm like, because Chris Brockman just texted the Dodgers are out of excuses. He pops on his phone and he goes, oh, no. Which I think most baseball fans outside of Dodger town and Dodger world or sports fans that kind of surf into paying attention to this part of the sports conversation, I think Coop, my 12-year-old, was giving that sense some two simple words. Oh, no. Because the Dodgers got him. 12 years. 12 years. $325 million. And we're beginning to learn the ins and the outs of the contract. You're hearing that there's an opt-out, 6 years in, what have you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to take some time because don't forget, it took 48 hours to learn that Ohtani deferred money. Then we found out how much. Then we found out that they're, you know, if the majority owner or the controlling owner of the Dodgers or Andrew Friedman of the front office ever separates from the Dodgers, Ohtani has a chance to walk at the end of the year. I mean, we're still learning. But this guy basically doesn't get, what's the word, hit up. He's that good. He's that good. He's 25. His ERA, to use an old Stuart Scott phrase, is spandex thin. Stuart always used to refer to ERAs in the 1 point, fill in the blank for the last two numbers. Anything, an ERA of 2.5 or under, Stuart always referred to on SportsCenter as spandex thin. And Yamamoto as spandex thin numbers. Holy cow. And so the Dodgers now have $1.025 billion committed over the next dozen years to two of the most talented stars on planet Earth who play baseball.
Man.
And then they also, you know, just got Tyler Glasnow and Margot from Tampa. They paid Glasnow, what, $170 million, which is all on the front page or of the sports section of the Los Angeles Times today.
And he's had two arm injuries.
Coming off of one.
Yeah.
And the headline of sports is, it's another ace up their sleeve. Yep. Because Ohtani's going to come back at some point, and it'll be Yamamoto and Ohtani and back-to-back nights and basically start trying to get, you know, to Dodger Stadium now.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm imagining, you know, save up.
Yeah.
Save up.
Yeah.
Yep. And save up your time and your dollars and your cents.
Dodger
and
dogs ain't cheap.
You know,
that's just for parking.
I know that. Oh, by the way, absolutely. And then to your point about no excuses, is their lineup. It'll be, and it's not like the rest of the cupboard's bare. Mookie Betts, are they going to bat Ohtani second in front of Freeman or Freeman in front of Ohtani?
I would have Freddie second.
Right. And then Ohtani third.
Yeah.
And then Will Smith bat and clean up.
Muncy's back,
right? Right. And then they will. I mean, their farm system hasn't been rated at all.
Can't imagine Gavin Lux is back this year.
Right, exactly. And so we asked Tom Verducci of Sports Illustrated, how does baseball feel about this after we heard about Ohtani deferring all this money so the Dodgers now have more money than God, can now go spend more money to make a team around Ohtani better, if not completely unbeatable, and avoid paying the, you know, revenue poor, if you will, teams in baseball a luxury tax because they don't want to pay these teams money to stuff their wallets and feather their own personal nests as opposed to trying to compete with these teams. And so his answer was, are you kidding me? Ohtani's the best name out there, one of the brightest stars this sport has ever featured on a diamond, certainly in North America. And, hey, he hasn't made a single playoff appearance, and the Dodgers have made 12 in a row. So, yeah, they're psyched. They're fine with it. I'm wondering, what about today? What about today? Now that we have seen what the Dodgers will do, thanks to the flexibility Ohtani's deferral of his money allowed them to do, getting everybody. And this used to be the Yankees. It doesn't feel great to me right now that the Yankees are now just like everyone else. Just like everyone else. As I said yesterday, there's a new evil empire. I tweeted that out. Because remember, the Red Sox used to refer to, was it Larry Lucchino referred to, the longtime Red Sox executive, refer to the Yankees as the evil empire because they had more money to spend than anyone else, and they did. Well, not anymore. Because I guess the Yankees decided we're not going to 12 years on a pitcher, and that's enough. Because George M. Steinbrenner would have been like, who cares? Fannies in the seats.
Fannies in the seats.
Championships in the case. I don't care. Is it possible they still went to 12? And Yamamoto goes, I just want to play with Ohtani in Los Angeles. Possible? Because did Steve Cohen not go to 12 years?
I saw that it was 320 area. I didn't see the years, though.
Well, Daily News of the New York Daily News summed it up as well. Back page. It's a miserable life. Yanks miss out again as Yamamoto agrees to reported $325 million deal with the Dodgers. So it's the holiday season. It's a miserable life.
It's good.
And this is, I'm not used to this. And I'm just wondering, is this great for baseball that a team has all this money and go and get everybody? Or is it great for baseball because everybody's now going to root against the Dodgers?
Yep. Dynasties are good for sports. Got to have somebody to root against. Need a villain.
And squad goals.
And the Dodgers, well, I mean, that's the voice of the Giants right there. Giants fans are pissed. Yankees fans, Mets fans are pissed. I know Red Sox fans are like, what's what
gives? We haven't done anything.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Pete Abraham, who covers the Red Sox, tweeted out that the Dodgers have outspent the Red Sox in free agency this year by $1.024 billion. Means the Red Sox haven't done.
They signed one guy for $1 million.
$1 million. That's why, right?
That's it.
So, yeah. And everybody is being clowned right now.
Yeah.
And now maybe baseball's like every Dodger game will have to be seen and viewed. And the rest will just be, rearranging deck chairs until the playoffs hit. And that's when the Dodgers will have all the pressure on them. And I guess those games will be must-see unless they go ahead and do what we expect them to do. And then how good is that? Here's the problem about rooting against the Dodgers. Here's the problem. Mookie Betts. How do you hate on him?
Not a guy you want to hate. Yeah.
Freddie Freeman. Dave Roberts. Okay.
Tough guys to root against.
And
very likable.
Or hold on a minute. Shohei Ohtani. Now.
But we don't know anything about him.
Yeah, but you know you
Let
like
me
him.
Help you with this. Let me help you with this. Let me help you with this. Last night, had the opportunity, and I took it, of having my 12-year-old son, Cooper Evan Eisen, go and meet Ohtani at the game last night. Two choices. You would have two choices.
You had the chance.
I took advantage of the chance and two choices. One, Ohtani would not give us the time of day because he's too big time.
No. He's probably the nicest guy ever.
Two, he is the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the video of him in the Rams locker room after the game. He seems amazing.
Or he's the nicest guy ever. Is that your choice? Nicest guy ever?
Or nicest guy ever.
I'm doing number two on that.
Put it up on the screen. Put it up.
No.
Oh, man.
You held that one close to the vest.
Look at you.
Ohtani and Coop.
And Coop Tani.
Listen, Coop, you have to accept this nickname now, dog. That's it. You have to accept it.
He didn't want to hear it. I was telling everybody last night, Coop Tani met Ohtani.
That is awesome, man.
We know how tall Cooper is. Ohtani is a giant.
And by the way, you see how he's leaning in?
Yeah. What is he, like 6'4"?
He's not like, you see pictures sometimes they just stand up straight or lean away like. On it, like everything, yeah, and his interpreter
awesome.
Was nice. His agent couldn't have been cooler.
Wow!
Like, do you want to get a picture with him? He's like, got Ohtani got up, It was his first football game. While we were taking this picture, Derek Carr got intercepted. People were going nuts. He didn't turn around to see what was going on. He's just focused on everything.
Oh, okay.
I put Coop in the middle.
Oh, look at you.
I put Coop in the middle. So I got to get in.
So
I
mean, come on.
I'm not kidding around.
6'4", 6'5"?
And you know I don't do this stuff, right? You know I don't do this stuff. But
you have to at this point, Rich.
Cooper was shoulder on Otani. I mean,
he got, yeah, he got shoulder on Otani.
Of course, Rich was shoulder on Coop.
And so there you go.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That's pretty dope.
That's the issue.
They're likable.
He's not just likable. He's not just likable. He's undislikable. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Well, until he puts the jersey on.
We'll see. He's undislikable.
Yeah, but people root against the laundry.
Yeah, but they root against the laundry, but he's also not like, you know, he's different. He's a unicorn in the fact that he's deferred his money. You know what I mean? He's deferred his money. And he's just like, I just want to play baseball. I want to win. I just want to, you know, put on my New Balances.
And wants to win. Dad jeans and leather jackets. And
you know, when they put it, you were there last night.
I was.
When they first put him on the Oculus.
He was he didn't want the attention.
He was embarrassed.
And then he kind of was like, and it was cool, but at first, he was very shy.
Exactly.
Maybe that was his thing.
And let me say this, too, because I saw a lot on my Twitter X machine, you know, conversation about, because I popped up, you know, a photograph of him because it was the loudest cheer of the night outside of at the time Nakua's touchdown.
Yep.
And there were a lot of Saints fans there, too. There was loud, as there is frequently in SoFi, a lot of visiting fans. Let me just say this. People were like, everyone in L.A. is treating like he didn't play in L.A. the last 6 years. Let me explain to everybody
he really
out here.
Didn't.
Hold on. He didn't. And
Anaheim
I know
is an hour away.
I know what the Angels were attempting to do, calling themselves the Los Angeles Angels, and then before that, twisting themselves into a verbal pretzel, calling themselves the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Yeah. Okay? And then they just dropped it. They dropped the of Anaheim.
Yeah.
And the Angels don't play in Los Angeles. They play in Southern California, which is why they were also named the California Angels forever. They don't play in Los Angeles. His appearance last night in SoFi was his Los Angeles coming out party in the mix of Los Angeles. Let me just repeat this one more time. Anaheim, California, for anybody who wants to know, anybody, let's say, it's similar to this. It's like Providence for New England.
And calling it Boston.
Right.
Right.
Like, if there was a team in Providence, Rhode Island, they'd be called the Boston whatever. Like, no, you're in a different state, obviously. I'm just using that to give people an idea that, yes, it's a different state of what an actual state of the union.
Wise,
but geography-wise, it's
not even close.
Right. It's not even close.
That's why they're not the Boston Patriots. Like, Foxborough is an hour from Boston. It's far.
It's just, let me just, again, explain it to everybody. This is him coming to Los Angeles. It really is. And I don't mean to denigrate. You know, and it's kind of, with all due respect, it was fitting for him to be with the Rams first because they, like Otani, left Anaheim. It's true. This is a fact. So let me just say that one more time. But now Yamamoto's here. And if we said when Otani signed his contract with the Dodgers, got to have three in the next 10 years, we got to up this, right? Got to up it. They got to have three rings in the next 10 years when Otani signed. And then we found out that he deferred everything. We're like, uh-oh, here comes some more. And they add this kid, Glasnow, who's a terrific pitcher when healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, you're hearing Josh Hader maybe in the mix.
Yeah, there's more stars coming.
There's more coming. Like, this is not the end of it. And so, you know, which I guess this is what happens when you get swept by the Diamondbacks. You're like, screw it. We're just gonna go hit it again like Hans Gruber. Mm-hmm. So what is it now? Five?
Five.
Five in the next 12. Right?
Gotta do it. Got to do it. They have to win.
Wait a minute.
No one's won five world championships.
So the Yankees did four and six, pal.
That was in the 90s. Though,
okay. Man. So how about this, though? I mean, in all honesty, if they get 4-12, we'll call it a failure because they didn't hit our five. So that's why I'm like, do you make it four now? Do you give them one more because it's Yamamoto?
Boston did 4 in 14 years. 04 to 2018.
They got
to
do that.
And you wouldn't consider that a failure.
No, that's a,
that's like lifetime, best run of your life.
Best run of the 20th century in Major League Baseball.
So you want to give them that?
21st century.
4-12 is what you're at. Yamamoto's 12. He's going to pitch here if he's good. For whole contract till he's 37.
4-12. It would be a major disappointment.
4-12 would be a disappointment.
No,
if they don't get to 4-12.
So one every 3 years.
One every three.
I mean that's a fact.
Do they do it?
I don't know. How good are your Braves?
Braves.
How are your National League team?
My son's National League team.
Nice.
They're good. They're locked up for the next.
Oh, you can't even
six,
say
seven
the words.
Years.
But he'll cape for the Braves every 2 seconds.
The Braves are outstanding.
How good are the Phillies going to be?
Real good.
Okay.
Especially when they get Mike Trout.
Nice. Look at you. Look at you guys. We work together. The best thing about us is it about us.
In our mouth. What?
Well, nice. Hey.
So how could it be?
They're going to be good too. National League's kind of loaded.
Friggin' Yankees, man.
And don't forget the team that just made it, the Diamondbacks. They're not going anywhere.
Well, and that's the whole conversation is that
my new best friends, Corbin Carroll and Zach
Gallen. I think I sent you guys a tweet in our chain of somebody whose name escapes me right now. I'm sorry. It was like the future headline is the Dodgers win 142 games, but that long break before losing the 5-game National League Division Series to the Reds is going to cost them.
By the way, here's the deal. Prediction. When the Dodgers lose in the first round next year, again, after the layout,
boy.
The rule gets changed. Because we can't have a team with all these stars go out in the first round.
Here's two ways I will...
Does Bill Polian work for the Dodgers?
Here's two ways I will answer this.
Lose and change the
here's
rules?
Here's two ways I will answer this to you, okay? And then we'll take a break. One is, you know, the Yankee fan in me, the fan in me that is bitter...
Knows I'm right.
...right now is saying, let's see if you're right. And the other one is, how dare you say that about Kuptani's new best friend? How dare you say that?
The audacity
is a third. By the way, Coop's going to be a Dodger fan.
About now, no.
He might.
Not that bad. No way.
He might.
How dare you talk about Kuptani's new BFF?
And you know him, right?
All right, we'll take a break here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH. Number to dial. Look at that. Come on.
What a great photo, man. Frame that,
I
baby.
I took it.
Frame that, baby.
Proud papa.
Nice. That's
All right,
awesome.
We'll take a break. What's more likely coming up? Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Let's take some phone calls here on the program. Turzo in Iowa. All rise, all rise. How are you, Turzo? What's going on?
Oh, man, Rich, I feel like a little kid on Christmas that got a stocking full of coal right now, man. I can't stand what these Dodgers are doing as a Giants fan. This is just another nail in the coffin.
Well, normally I'd like to give you some attaboy or a glass half full approach, but I don't know what to tell you, man, especially the Giants who have been the bridesmaid many times. Many times. At least the Yankees got to keep Aaron Judge.
We missed out on him last year.
I know
that was tough too.
But also, Giants have won 3 World Series in 5 years. Like, they're fine.
I mean,
yeah. Well, Brockman, yeah, but it's going to be 10 years this coming year since our last one. And if we're talking that the Dodgers are going to win 4-12, that really limits our chances of making it out of our own division, and or making it out of the West.
Yeah, but Turzo,
so for the National League,
we know they're not going to win 4-12. So
why not?
Yeah, I'm hoping not.
Oh, so they always blow it.
Turzo, that gives you 8 years to win.
Chris,
so look at it that way.
Come on, man. I appreciate what you're saying too. I understand it, but that we always blow it. That was the Red Sox for 90 years until you won 4 out of 14.
I get it.
And who helped you win 4 out of 14? The Dodgers leadoff hitter.
Well, who's been? Well.
I'm serious. Like, I'm serious. I just mean to say to you,
He was only one of them.
I got it.
Also, the Dodgers manager, not a great track record in the postseason.
Who helped you win that first one?
Not a great track record.
Has stolen base helped you win the first one? Listen, I'm just saying one way to overcome potentially the Dodgers manager's lack of proper button pushing because the analytics have handcuffed him in many ways. Let's be straight up.
Maybe.
Okay. It's not all on Dave Roberts. That one way to get through all that is, get yourself Ohtani and Yamamoto and Glasnow and maybe Hader and maybe somebody else who could come. By the way, and thanks to the call, Turzo. Happy holidays to you.
I appreciate you guys.
Same to you.
Happy holidays.
By the way, that addition of Margot as well. Yeah. Nobody's talking about him. That ain't bad. Did you see Verdugo shaved?
I did.
Cooper showed that one to me,
and
too.
And he was kind of talking some smack on
he's probably
manager.
Well, he's not happy about what happened last year. And I don't know. Maybe
Weirdly bench? Yeah, I get
maybe
it.
Maybe he's wrong. I don't know. But
I don't know.
But he's also, he was saying, like, wait, they traded me to the Yankees?
Bummer. It's not a great look.
If you're a Red Sox and you feel you're a Red Sox through and through, and you don't expect to get traded.
Not a great look.
What place do you feel disrespected more than saying, we don't care, you go to our hated
rival?
Also,
didn't the Yankees claim Jeter Downs? So the two main players of the Mookie Betts trade are now on your rival.
Well, we got to have a guy named Jeter. I mean, please.
Makes sense.
That's a joke.
You ready to do what's more likely? Ready to tee it up?
Let's go,
Let's do it, and then we'll take some more phone calls rest of the hour. So if you're on hold, stay on hold. Hit it, please.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. Happy holidays to everyone out there.
What's going on?
All right. What's more likely? We see another 60 burger this season, or the Panthers win another game?
Panthers are going to win another game.
Really?
Yeah. Why do you support another 60 burger?
I mean, I hope so.
They're, those are rare.
Well, we've seen 60 and 70 this year.
I understand
year,
that.
You know what I mean? We just saw one last week.
Have we gotten a 50? Have we seen kind of 50? I know we've gotten 40s.
Good question. Hmm. We just saw one last week.
Carolina.
You know, both these things happened last week. That's why I bring this up.
I understand you saying
one
that.
Last week, 60
Carolina has
week.
Green Bay at home, at Jacksonville, home for Tampa. I think they get one of them.
That'd be great.
I hope I know
they,
that
I hope
you're
they
hoping
get one more.
That means they've gotten
really,
the memo. They've gotten
really
your memo.
I hope they get one more.
Because the Patriots, I'm seeing them on Sunday
that means
night.
We're getting Caleb.
Sunday night, and then New England after that is Buffalo, and then, well, I'm sorry, Chris, it's the Jets in the last week of the season who are going to start Trevor Siemian, I think, the rest of the way. I think they're going to do Zach. I think you're going to do Zach a solid and say, we want you to be healthy as you look for a new job.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, New England also, one last time for you, doesn't tank, period.
Great. They also
you know who doesn't
don't have
tank?
Good players.
The only thing, the only tank that Bill Belichick relates to tank. Is the one that he probably watches on the History Channel.
Sherman?
Yeah.
Sherman tank.
So I'll go Carolina, wins another game this year. What else you got over there, Chris?
All right, how about this? I'm trying to be glass half full, but it's tough with these two guys. Quarterback to turn it over less in a win. Mason Rudolph or Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, my God.
These guys getting starts this
man,
week.
Man, Mason Rudolph starting this week is a total, complete mystery to me.
Yeah.
He could come out and kill it.
I mean, maybe.
You know, I don't know what's gone on behind the scenes to the point where they're like, Trubisky or Mitch or die. And until the point where Tomlin's like, all right, I have had enough.
Yeah.
You know, but and here's a mop, Mason, clean up on aisle Indianapolis, and then he's going to start this week. It'll be Pickett, I think, after that. I have no earthly idea. Let's see. Atlanta is playing Indianapolis, right?
Yeah, home for Indy.
I'll go. Mason Rudolph will turn over the ball less, possibly beating Cincinnati because that's a mystery. And the Colts have played very well. And I will repeat the stat again. 19 straight games with at least one takeaway.
I imagine they'll have a couple.
So an interesting sort of twist of the phrase here. It took me a while to understand where you're getting at right now.
Yeah.
But I'll go Mason Rudolph right there.
Okay.
What else?
More likely to be the higher total this week. Bills winning margin. They're out here against the Chargers. Or Commanders Jets total score.
Oh, I think the higher total will be Commanders Jets total score.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, everyone's walking around. Oh, I'm picking the Commanders up in my fantasy just because Trevor Siemian must stink. Dude. Trevor Siemian, hey, go take on the Dolphins when the offensive line barely picked themselves up at baggage claim in Miami. Go do that in the middle of the game. Trevor, it's yours. Or full week, you practice and take on a team that's given up more big plays than anyone else. I'm going against Garrett Wilson in my fantasy playoffs in the league I really want to win.
Yep.
I'm nervous about it. The Jets defense just gave up a ton of points, and that's what the Commanders can do. And I'm not going to sit here and say that the Bills blow the doors completely off of the Chargers because you never know with an interim coach, Jiff. Coach Giff.
I think. Okay, I think it's Giff. Two Fs.
Can we get a final call on this, please?
Let's put the word
maybe,
on.
Maybe, can you look into this, TJ, before you hop your plane?
Yeah, let me see here.
What else?
All right, guys. Quarterback to repeat their big Week 15 performance. More likely, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield. Both guys lit it up last week, combined 9 touchdowns.
I'll go Baker. How dare you? How dare you?
Tried to make you pick against
your
son.
I will never.
I thought about it for a second.
I will never let anybody know what I'm thinking outside the family again. You understand? Don't you ever put me in that position.
He's no Fredo, bro.
Get out of here. I like Jared Goff. I like the Lions. As you know, I've been all over them, as loving them all season long.
Just don't put them on a rowboat in the middle of Lake
Tahoe. Do not at all tell me Baker Mayfield can't at home against the Detroit Lions. Now, perfect passer rating? Is that what you're saying? He's going to have to be perfect
rating? No, I'm just saying, Lions, Vikings.
Look good
this
coming
week.
Up with a win, be
Baker,
a difference
Jags,
maker.
Baker against the Jags. I'm just saying both these guys lit it up last week in the first round of the playoffs for fantasy. Who does it again?
Detroit is taking on Minnesota, and Minnesota You think we should play Goff over Justin Fields in our fantasy footballers league, which, by the way, we have to make this decision right, because Jason Kleiman of NFL Network fame had both Stafford and Nakua go against
us. No way, really?
Yes. We're behind the eight ball in a season we have been dominating in that league. I'm going to go Baker.
Okay.
What else?
Well, maybe this one can help us flush out that QB situation. What's more likely, Tyreek goes for 200 yards receiving or Justin Fields combines for 300 yards passing and rushing this week?
I think I'm going to go Justin Fields here. Tyreek Hill, I don't know, man. We'll see what that ankle looks like. And I know we ascribe superhuman attributes to him.
Uh-huh.
In many ways these days. And so let's see. And I know everyone's like, oh, he is definitely going to go for 2,000 yards. What if he just physically cannot?
Well, they need him for the playoffs, and he won't play the rest of the year.
I know this to be a possibility. I think Justin Fields is against an Arizona team that just got smoked by the 49ers. They should be able to put some points on the board. Let's see, Justin Fields. And maybe he's just sitting here thinking, I've got to show everybody.
He does.
What's up here?
Am I reading this
right? So, I'm sorry. I'm going Justin Fields over the Cheetah right now. I need to see what Cheetah looks like before I'm like absolutely 200 receiving yards against Dallas. That sounds like a bold prediction on game day morning more than anything else right now.
Okay.
What else?
All right, quarterback to light it up in a road win. Dak or Lamar Jackson?
I'll go Dak.
It's marvelous.
I'll go Dak.
Is that a window in who you're picking?
Well, I mean, you're saying light it up.
Yeah, light it up.
I mean,
be the reason they win.
Light it up. Will Levis just went into this building that Dak's going into and lit it up. You know, who's lighting it up against the 49ers defense these days? Who's lighting it up?
Well, a guy who thinks he might be MVP.
I got it. I'll go Dak. You know, so. That's my reasoning. I'm sticking to it. Who's got it better than me?
Yeah. All right. More likely to be the Super Bowl 58 matchup this year. Cowboys, Dolphins, or Ravens, 49ers?
Come on, get out of here with this.
Noise. That's obvious for Rich. It's the latter.
TJ knows me, and I know him. Where did you think I was going with this?
I don't know. Cowboys, Dolphins sounds really fun.
But I'm not saying it does not sound fun. I am saying CBS.
Imagine Super Bowl week,
dude. CBS,
Cowboys, Dolphins.
CBS is on its hands and knees to see the Dallas Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
Mike McDaniel. Let me just talk about this.
Every television executive, they will not say no to the 49ers, who are metrics. Whenever we talk about the 49ers, we see it.
Yeah, it goes
they
nuts.
Are.
Dolphins too, though.
I'll tell you what. Sometimes more than Cowboys videos
Dolphins
on our
too,
on
though.
Our world.
Nah.
Dolphins, true. I do understand that. But every single television executive would love to be the winning golden ticket holder of the time the Cowboys finally do make it back to the Super Bowl. Boy, that Cowboys-Steelers Super Bowl that happened in the mid-90s had to be insane numbers at the time.
A little Super Bowl VI rematch between Cowboys and the Dolphins.
There you go, TJ. All
right, a little Landry Shula action.
You were alive for that, right?
You were alive for that.
No, I was not.
Here we go.
What are you talking about?
Here we go.
You're not alive. Hold on a minute.
I was not alive.
You were not alive. Super Bowl VI was yet. What year? Hold on a minute. Do not move on yet. Because you do know that we have an opportunity
here.
We do, what year was Super Bowl VI?
73.
Nice.
74.
You were not alive for that?
No.
That means you're not 50?
Was I alive in Super Bowl X? Yes.
So,
Oh, there we go.
Because you will not say his age.
There's a window.
You're not a 50-year-old man?
There's a window.
I'm 35, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't
get out of here.
Don't crack, 35. Right, TJ? All right, last one.
Oh, my God.
Last one.
Moisturized, dog.
More likely to win a championship first, the Dodgers or every other team in Los Angeles, pro or college combined?
All right, this guy.
Right off the bat, all right, probably was negative
good
on
one.
The text chat.
Good
Chargers, Rams,
why do you know that's not gonna happen?
Why do you use
Bruins,
your? Why do you use
Angel
your?
Angel City.
This is territory. These are what's more likely.
What
these are why. Why do you use
Angel City?
Kings are awesome this year, I'm being told.
I'm being told.
The Ducks. Who else?
Did you say the Angels?
Ducks, the Ducks are not an LA team. If you're saying the Angels, they play each other. Angels, they play across the street.
They count.
El Segundo Little League back-to-back.
Okay.
That could happen.
You know what I mean?
That could happen.
The Sparks. Come on, guys.
This guy. Get used to it, man. Get ready.
I speak for the nation, Rich.
I know what you do.
Bastard.
Good one. Good one. That's a great drop, Jay.
Stop
music
for that.
Yeah. Why did Josh Gad call you that?
He was actually talking about Michael Chiklis, not me.
Oh, okay, very good.
Not me.
All right, my bad. All right, well done. Well done. All right, let's take a break. Phone calls 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Tommy P, Tom Pelissero is going to be coming up in hour number three as well, right here on this fun Friday show. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100% you need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, the Game Time app, we keep telling you about this is the perfect way for you to buy tickets in just two taps in just seconds. It's the perfect way to buy tickets to any music, comedy, theater, sporting event in your area or wherever you might be traveling this holiday season. We keep telling you this, and hopefully you've done it. If you haven't, still time, just in time for the holiday season to not only get these tickets, but see the view from the seats, to also make sure that you get all in pricing. So as soon as you choose your seat, you see all of the total up front. So you're not surprised. You know you're getting a great deal before you check out. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code RICH for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. Jack in New Jersey. Let's take that phone call. What's up, Jack?
Oh, hey. I didn't think that would get on. I have, do I have time to soliloquize or should I just go straight to the point?
First of all, Jack, is that a word?
Soliloquize. That's like Jamiroquai, the singer.
Mm-hmm. Is that a word?
It's
okay.
I'm just going off soliloquy.
Noise.
I like his style. Yeah. I like his style.
Well, Jack, I mean, you know, you could have literally been 30 seconds into what you wanted to say.
Okay. All right. Okay. Fine. Sorry. I literally just was. The last time I saw the Giants win a Super Bowl was when I was 12. I'm 23 now.
Oh, my God.
Jack.
I was wondering, you were talking about Lamar Jackson the other day, right? And how since no one has had his numbers of passing and rushing since Kyler Murray's first season in the league.
Okay.
And I thought, such a dynamic player. Wouldn't Brian Daboll love someone like that? And I thought, which contract is falling off the books very soon, or could fall off the books? So I thought Kyler Murray for Daniel Jones.
Ooh.
And this year's first, plus next year's second. So they could select a quarterback in this year's draft.
So you would, Jones, you would, you hold on a second, Jack. Wait a second. Wait a second. I'll stop you here. A great soliloquizing, to use your word. Hold on a second. So you're saying you call into this program.
You.
And speak to a 54-year-old man that's waiting for the first time the Jets to win it all, saying it's been a while since you've waited 11 years. Seriously. People have been born and not
I'm
yet
sorry.
Bar mitzvahed. No, Jack, it's okay. I don't take any disrespect from it. But it definitely puts you behind a little bit of an eight ball when you start talking. You're saying the New York Giants, with all the issues that we do see that they have, should trade Daniel Jones and their first and second round picks to Arizona for Kyler Murray and his huge contract. That's what you're saying.
I think next year's second, not this year's.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just give you this heads up, Jack, because this is the truth. Because I'll shoot you straight. First of all, thank you for calling. Secondly,
be well, dude.
No, hold on a minute. Don't drop him just yet, so you can hear what I'm saying. Get ready for Daniel Jones to come back and be your quarterback. All right, Tommy Cutlets might back him up. But Daniel Jones is going to be your guy. They have got him on the books. His books, his contract's not falling off the books anytime soon. He's going to be your quarterback next year. And if it doesn't work out, we'll see what happens. But maybe, and thank you for the call, maybe they do use a draft choice on a quarterback this year. I don't think so. They have so many friggin' problems. That is the last thing they're going to do. And Kyler Murray in New York, if he does not perform with that contract, he would get chewed up and spat out in 2 seconds flat. It would make Zach Wilson look like Peyton Manning. That's all I'm saying there. Alan Dallas, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What'd you think about that trade idea, Al? What'd you make of that one?
First of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Have a wonderful week. I thought you liked me, Rich. I really thought we had a... You had to take... what's his name from New Jersey?
Jack. I didn't think Jack.
Right before Jack from New Jersey. To fire me up, get me all worked up about that nonsense. I got all this other stuff to get worked up about hating the Dodgers. Oh, my God. That's horrendous. I'm 23. I haven't seen a Super Bowl since I was 12 years old. How many jet skis can you, boats can you water ski behind?
That's right. Hey, listen.
Bitching about Super Bowls?
You Giant fans, man. Putting you all in the same boat.
That's the Tommy Cutlets Giant fans. I'm complaining about bad play. Not about, I haven't seen a Super Bowl in 12 years. Good Lord. That's awesome. That was a good one.
What do you, I got about a minute left before the end of the hour. What do you got in your mind then?
Well, listen, it's been a great year, man. You guys have done another, you know.
Thank you.
Some fantastic stuff. Rebounded excellently. The show just keeps on getting better and better. You guys are doing a great job. You're flying all over the place. But, I mean, Del Tufo's flying. I mean, this guy is. He's
I haven't seen. I'm afraid to look at his Instagram. I really.
We'll get it.
Do you want to get it and send it to the guys?
We'll get it. He's the best.
I mean, I know TJ Jefferson's not sitting in 30, you know, 30E in the back. I mean, I know he's going to be a baller up front too.
Not 1A either, Al. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You keep giving ranges instead of the actual. You won't give us an age. You give us a range on your age, TJ, and you give us now a range of where you're sitting on a plane.
I'm just saying I'm closer to 30E than I am the 1A is all I'm saying.
He's a slippery cat. He's a slippery cat. He knows. Too much information can kill. I mean, listen,
they don't need to know everything, Al. Just
When he's run with the people that he's run with back in the day, you got to keep the loose lips sink ships.
You know what I'm saying? Keep things on the
Al,
know?
Have a happy new year to you.
Hey, you too, guys. Enjoy
much
yourself.
Love. See much buddy. Love. There you go. That's Al. Because this is our last live show day of the year. Overreaction Monday, we'll still do that, you and I, Chris, right?
Yeah, we do that Tuesday.
Of this coming week.
Yeah, the podcast Tuesday.
Right, correct. The podcast will be on Tuesday. I might chime in every now and then. I can't quit just turning the phone on my face and just giving people opinions.
Yeah, it's fun.
Not for the family, but it's like, where's Dad? Oh, he's sneaking in a quiet place to bitch about the Jets and post it on YouTube. TJ, you have a safe flight, sir.
Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, hour three dude. Coming up right here on the program.
I mean, look, if the Pats are close to the number one pick, maybe I'll do some live reactions too.
There you go. All right.
Get out
where
there.
Where are you going? I haven't heard.
We're not going anywhere. We're sticking around.
Oh, you are? Staycation.
Hey. We're going to go up to Big Bear for a couple days.
Okay. It is great to be around here during
hit
the
you could snow. Go. I mean, yeah, you can do anything.
You could go anywhere, and you get there in 2 seconds. There's no traffic.
I mean, it's been raining for 3 days, so I got to imagine the mountains have some
snow. Oh, it'll be beautiful.
Do some sledding with Cage. Absolutely. That'll be fun. Yeah.
Choi is learning what it's like to live in Los Angeles.
Actually.
By the way, I'm not wrong, but I said that before.
Do you think he'll move? I'm sure he's got a palatial estate down there.
I'm sure he's going to go. He can go find a spot, what, like 10 minutes from?
He's only making $2 million a year, Rich. It's not like to buy a house.
I don't know, man.
He's probably going to buy some like Manson Los Feliz and be like 10 minutes away.
Right now. He could get a condo in Reseda.
Terrible.
Interest rates. Whew, not good. Housing market.
Well, he can always reach out to me for help.
That's true. You got a spare bedroom?
And if he needs any help on which car to choose, Coop's the guy.
Coop's got him.
He should never drive. Otani. He should have a 24/7 driver.
Maybe he does. My God.
Right.
Guys.
The Dodgers.
Can't like it.
Get ready. There's more coming.
Yeah.
There is more coming. They're coming in waves. Mm-hmm. Like Independence Day.
What if they trade for Trout?
Oh, my God.
With what?
They
what
trade they for Trout? Trout.
Then we all might as well just become fans because it's a wrap.
Oh, no.
Hey, welcome aboard.
Absolutely not.